is the situation now in terms of being able to test whether or not an animal actually has BSE?
Well, presently all the testing for BSE is done post-mortem, and they look at the obex, which is sort of the brainstem, for the presence of a modified form of PRP, which is the prion protein.
You're working on something where you can actually do a test before so that you don't have to kill the animals. What are you working on?
Well, I mean, the animals are going to be slaughtered anyhow. So really, we are looking for an antemortem test, and we're looking for molecules other than the prion protein, so surrogate markers. And the body fluid we chose to look at is urine, because it's easily accessible, and you can repeatedly sample the animals. But the usefulness of an antemortem test in cattle, I think, would primarily be for breeding stock, where obviously killing the animal is not an option.
Now, is the prion protein, is that excreted in the urine, or is it something else that you're looking for in that?
People have looked for the prion protein in urine, and it's somewhat controversial. But if it is in urine, it's in extremely low amounts, and it's difficult to detect. We purposely were not looking for the prion protein. We did sort of an unbiased screen to look for any changes that were obvious that coincided with infection.
So why urine as opposed to, say, blood or fluid from some other part of the body?
Well, it's much more invasive to get cerebral spinal fluid, which is often the fluid of choice because it's in close association with the central nervous system, which is the primary site of pathology. Blood is also easily obtainable, but it's somewhat more complex. And there's technical problems with the fact that there's a really high concentration of a few types of proteins like albumin. So you'd have to remove them in order to see less abundant proteins. Whereas in urine, I mean, there's also albumin and some other abundant proteins, but it's somewhat less complex.
So what have you found so far in terms of biomarkers?
Well, we found one marker, which at least in our small test set, is able to discriminate with 100% accuracy between control and infected samples, and that's a protein called clostridin. However, it requires further validation. I mean, does it work in all BSE-infected cattle is one question. And the other question is, do you see increased amounts in response to other types of infection as well? So it appears to be very sensitive, but what is the specificity of the test?
Well, considering that BSE and related diseases take such a long time to incubate in the body before they manifest themselves, how can you really tell if the animal is infected?
No, this change appears to happen very early. I mean, the earliest animals we looked at were 8 months post-infection, and it's already elevated at that time point. And it doesn't appear to continue to progress. I mean, it just bumps up and then is at a higher abundance than seen in control animals throughout the course of the disease that we followed.
So essentially, this could be an early detection.
Yeah, I mean, they are certainly at 8 months is a preclinical phase of the disease.
And how old then would an animal be once it started actually showing the clinical symptoms?
Well, these animals were, 40 months? So that's 4.5 years, something like that. Yeah, the advantage of being able to detect them early in feed cattle, I think, is I don't know really what the utility that would be. I guess for epidemiological reasons, if you did find a cattle upon slaughter, you could go back and look at the other cattle at the farm and determine whether or not they were at some point in the disease progression.
Now, what stage are you at in terms of your research? Are you at the stage where this could be a test that could be used, or do you still have some more work to do?
Well, the method we're using right now is two-dimensional gels, which are quite expensive and, technically challenging. So that was why we were doing some of the characterization, because clusterin is present in at least 15 isoforms in urine, and there was only the three most acidic ones that appear to be diagnostic. So we have to come up with a method of, some simple, cost-effective test for those specific proteins.
Now, if you look down the road, if this is successful, is this the sort of thing that could be applied to other animals or even humans?
Potentially. We haven't looked as yet. I mean, we've done some work in rodent models, which are have certain advantages in that the disease course is much faster, and storing different organs from the animal is not quite as huge a task. So it's potential. I mean, if we see the same marker in other animals, we'll certainly look. I can't say right now as to how cross-applicable it'll be.
David, thank you very much.
Oh, you're welcome.